turbo engine accelerators. Status confirmed. Checking gravity ground controls. Status confirmed. Sequence initialized. 3, 2, 1, 0. Rampage mode activated.
Let me send you a clip of these two morons. They're just so typical. These guys have never done a sport, and they have a podcast. These poor guys, they just live on sort of a way of criticizing people like Rogan and stuff.
I know you're going to say I don't crush puss, and we're bad, and we're stupid, and
play football.
We don't play football. Yeah, exactly. In my Foot Locker sneakers.
I was just like, oh, dude, you guys got to get laid, get out there, and do something. Do something.
Yeah.
And
he did the thing. He did the bit, Royce.
I like that when you don't joke.
You don't win!
I thought this was a Cubs joke. And in a minute, you'd make a joke.
Oh, actually... Brandon Schaub is an easy, easy target.
Well, yeah, because he's literally the target.
Yeah.
So it's, that's easy.
CTE comic, yeah. Brandon Schaub. Look, guys, we have our fun here, okay? But...
Wait, you have fun here? Look, you can call us cucks. You can call us cowards. But you know what? We're
You can call Mike an alcoholic. Call him a loser. You could say he kind of smells a little bit. Nice. You could say, nice. Oh, I thought we were like just
right.
Somebody
got carried away.
Sorry.
Saving Western civilization one childish dick joke at a time. Here they are, your new heroes of the Imperium, Mersch and Royce Lopez.
Well, here we are, folks. Hello. It's Revenge of the Sith with wonderful acoustics here live.
Ooh, echoey.
Live.
I love it.
From the great state of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Virginas.
Home of the virgins. And we're here. We're queer. We are joined by the fabulous J.J. Stoner.
The fat. Yeah. Sorry you don't see him.
The faticus. Yes.
Yes. The man himself. Oh, fucking goes back to frozen times. Pre-frozen times, yeah. Round frozen times.
Pre-audience time.
Jesus, yeah. Man.
By the way, can I say thank you to Taper for making this overlay that he made for us?
Fucking yeah, this really makes me want to redo my overlay.
It's fucking great. I love it.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
Yeah.
Taper fucking rules.
So you guys are just going to be perpetually on the road for the rest of the time?
Forever. Now? We're just a traveling show. We're going to go with a briefcase door to door.
Yeah.
Come to everybody's house.
We're fucking... like Barnum and Bailey now.
Yeah, taking shit in their shower.
Well, we're not allowed to say that. I don't want to get taken down.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, Feld Entertainment. We apologize.
Brum.
For anything that we have done. Yeah, man. So we... Woof.
Can I promote the gig now?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. So we're doing a bunch of shit up there, but Sunday, May 8th. We're going to be at the Bowery Electric in New York City. Tickets are $6. I don't have the link right now because I can't sign into any of my shit on my laptop because I never use this laptop.
We have mods.
I bought this laptop and I've used it 4 times. So, yeah. I don't know. Somebody has the link. People have the link. I think Frozen has the link.
Frozen, can you find the link, please? Frozen,
I'm on it.
Thing. Comedy Fight Club. We will be there judging. And we're going to... Yeah, we killed it last time, so come meet us, come hang out with us. It's going to be fun.
They smell weird.
There's just the so link.
I'm going to make some predictions here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get drunk.
Yeah?
No.
Mm-hmm.
JJ has very good weed.
Very good weed.
I can't confirm nor deny that.
Very it's legal here.
Because I don't smoke weed.
I just
watched you hit
I literally just watched you.
I don't know why 10 they would minutes do that. Ago.
Anyway,
I think it's the dad talking. Right
so
now.
Here's what's happening on today's show. Obviously, as you can see, we're on the road. I'm on green screen, but Frozen's going to be running all the videos. I will say this. I hate this. This makes me scared.
It makes me scared too because they have little eyes.
So,
you know, and then we're putting him in charge. We're literally putting him in charge of the visuals.
Not Asian,
and he has the tiniest eyes
and the weirdest like taste in porn. So this could be very fucking bad.
I didn't mean Asian.
Don't pull up tentacle porn. I don't want to see little girl schoolgirl panties. No. Don't get weird on us today, Asian.
There's enough of that.
Had enough of your people.
He says he can't promise anything.
Well,
I don't know what that means.
By your people, I mean Asians, which technically includes Russians.
Now,
and,
I'm gonna let you guys know right now. It's all gonna be COVID parodies.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm bringing it back.
It's you might as well. You started it in the first place. but you know, between your people in Asia and then the goddamn Russians who are Asian, who are very fashionable to hate right now, and I'm trying to get back into that algorithm. I say fuck Asians, right?
It is Pacific Asian month. You know that, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's the whole month those of slant-eyed shit.
Those are the coconut N-words?
Yes.
Okay.
A whole month of it. They get a month.
What? I was just...
They get a month.
Okay.
You know, Spanish don't get
Asian,
a month. White people don't get a month.
Asian and Pacific Islander...
Month.
Heritage month.
Yeah.
Something of that sort.
Well, you really kicked that bit up a notch.
What do you... Thank you, by the way. So somebody died. You told me somebody died that was...
Oh, bro, Kevin Samuels died.
Okay, who's That's, Kevin Samuels?
Oh, man, thank you for reminding me. Kevin Samuels is a really based black dude.
Were
a really based black dude.
Pull up a picture, Frozen.
Of who dressed super snazzy, and he would like just criticize like black culture and women, and like he was just very... I guess what they would call what
a Chad,
Uncle Tom,
Uncle Tom,
a coon,
yes.
If you will,
like Sotomayor, kind of,
basically,
right?
yeah. But he was way smoother, and he wore, and like he would bring women on. And
he would insult women.
He wouldn't even insult them. He wasn't.
They
like,
seemed insulted.
Well, but he was just
matter
of fact with them, and it was amazing. So rest in peace to Kevin Samuels, goddamn legend.
How did he die? I didn't even know he was sick. Oh.
He was a 58-year-old black guy.
Oh, that's why. Yeah.
And they have hearts that are fucking built like Hyundais.
Right. Or golden retriever.
their hearts are made like Kias, so they don't really last long.
Seven hours later, Frozen got that photo.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
R.I.P. to Kevin Samuels.
Yes. That's Kevin Samuels.
Did he share his weed with you, Frozen?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, R.I.P. to the goat.
All right. See, what are we gonna do here? This is weird.
So what are we gonna
do? Normally,
what the fuck is a plan?
Normally, I'm in control of the videos, and I hate this feeling.
Royce, right now,
I don't like this. I'm freaking out.
Royce is experiencing what I imagine a lot of people feel the first time they go in the self-driving Tesla.
I don't like this.
Yeah, just like, okay, I mean, you know, it's cool.
Hear me out for a second.
Stop. I want to be in control.
Hear me out. It said I have to give the control to Frozen Asian.
Mm.
And
so,
I have been, I don't know if you know this, very mean to him.
For a long time.
And I'm worried that he's going to be mean to me.
So what you're saying is...
I'm not
mean. So what you're saying is you're experiencing the feeling of somebody in a self-driving Tesla, but the AI in the self-driving Tesla is a Chinese woman?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The worst on the planet to drive. Yes.
It's terrifying.
Why does my Tesla sound like Lucy Liu?
You turn them now!
I'd like to mention that Mersh had been nothing but nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, someone has to do it.
All right, anyway.
He doesn't have to wake up to Frozen in the morning. He gets, you know.
Anyway, let's see.
See
Frozen, go ahead. Give
what
us your...
Producer, what cut one? Go.
Give us what you got, boys.
Bitches are still mad.
Oh, no.
I like bad bitches. They should be celebrating Kevin Samuels died. Mm-hmm.
Frozen, you turn the audio up.
Oh, Frozen. I forgot.
Frozen. Is it on his end?
It's him.
He fucked it up?
Since a leaked draft opinion showed the court was planning to overturn Roe v. Wade, which would effectively end federal abortion protections. Draft author Justice Samuel Alito canceling a scheduled
pause real quick.
Last night and giving...
Fucking Chad, look at that picture, huh? That's swag, right? That's swag.
That's lifetime appointee swag.
Yeah, that's fucking... That's fucking swag. Go ahead, Frozen.
No reason as to why. Now, demonstrators have also been outside of the Texas state capital, and Fox 26's Gabby Hart shows us how abortion is now becoming a race for Texas governor.
I don't know. I'll look.
Find her butthole now.
Texas was the answer to the challenges that we faced in Texas in 1973. Texas will be the answer to the challenges.
Okay, pause real quick.
In 22.
In a Thursday morning.
Frozen's fucked up because normally he just has to look up the girl. He doesn't also have to pause.
Yeah, I know.
So he's got to double throw a curveball.
He's panicking.
So is he getting double paid today?
He's panicking. How about this? Hey, Jim, look up the girls for us just for today, okay?
Yeah, come on, Jim. You want to maybe help out a little bit? Yeah.
Where's Pessy at? He could do that.
I don't know. This look like.
Probably buying a bunch of gumballs until he gets a green one.
Yeah. Does anybody release any more Beta energy than Beto? Like, everything, his stance.
His nickname is literally one.
Beto. Everything about him is so.
You think about it, really. His nickname is the, like, male Hispanic version of Beto.
Yeah, it is.
He would just be Beto.
Cool, he's so good at the skateboard, though. Go ahead, Frozen.
Wasn't he at the Whataburger?
Morning press conference.
It was
conference,
not only
Beto.
Skateboarding, but it was skateboarding at a Whataburger. It was like, come on, man.
And he was doing like, going down low.
You're going to wear a cowboy hat and then fucking, you know, ride a bull later? Like, relax, buddy.
Jesus Christ.
O'Rourke, Democratic candidate for Texas governor, responded to the leaked document revealing the Supreme Court could aim to overturn Roe versus Wade. He urged the public and young voters to step up.
Win political power. That is the only way to overcome this. I want to make it really clear. No one, but no one, is riding to our rescue from somewhere outside of Texas into this state to save the day. This one is on...
I don't know. Ron DeSantis might buy a horse.
Shows up with Grady Judd. Howdy, partner. Ma'am.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Oh, fuck, man.
Go ahead, Frozen.
Outside of Texas, into this state to save the day.
Thank
this
you, Jim.
One is on us.
If Roe versus Wade were overturned, it would likely make abortion illegal in a majority of states, including Texas, which already has some of the most strict abortion laws in our nation.
This is a really dark road that Greg Abbott has put us on in the state of Texas.
In a press conference here in Houston Thursday afternoon, Governor Abbott with this statement.
The election in 2014 was a referendum on abortion, and I won that race by 20 points.
Yeah, oh, pause, but... That's not fair. You don't have legs that got tired, okay? You just got to roll to the finish line.
That's not fair. It's just not fair.
Fucking cheater.
You have a battery backup.
Sorry, go ahead, Frozen.
So regardless of what position people have...
I believe the word you're looking for is irregardless.
Irregardless, Texans. I'm going to remain your governor. Irregardless.
Go ahead.
I'm confident that I'm going to win... just as easily this year.
A recent poll conducted
Beto
by the
O'Rourke, whatever happened there.
Project shows that a majority of Texans strongly oppose banning abortions. SCOTUS has come forward saying the leaked document was only a draft and not their final decision, but it hasn't stopped women's rights activists all over.
Yeah, but women overreacted everything, and there's really nothing you could do about it. You kind of just got to let them scream themselves out, and then they get tired.
Also, you know, we're trying to get some more advertisers and squeeze in some more time to be able to do commercials. So can't we shorten women's rights activists to shrill cunts?
Yeah, okay, that's good.
We do that because if we mention them enough on this network, we cut that down. We're going to fit in like three more commercials every 24 hours.
That's great.
That's $25
a pop. Stick with shrill cunts.
Go ahead, Richard.
From protesting and speaking out, saying that a decision to overturn Roe versus Wade would shatter women's rights and disproportionately impact those of color.
Pause. And I can't tell my...
Yeah, it would. Because they're killing the most babies. I mean, yeah. Can I have a talk that I think is some talk that we kind of have to... I really do think that even Republicans... And I'm talking like in the Congress and the Senate, even the pro-life ones don't want abortion to go away 100%. Mm-mm. Because, I'm saying this, you don't think that there's talks where they go, look, statistically speaking, crime will go up, you know?
More people.
That's right. A lot more people. But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
we're all fighting back the word.
All trying to find really gentle ways of saying demographic shift.
Yes.
You know, and they're trying to...
overpopulation.
See, I don't understand it, though. All it's going to do is shove it to a state's right issue, right? Oh, my God, you have to drive to a state that it actually allows it. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have closed your legs.
If they did that, there'd be like five states that outlawed it completely. I mean, look, the heartbeat bill is like the ultimate... I think the ultimate, like, compromise.
Yeah, Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, Georgia.
Go ahead, not Georgia.
Fellow Texas moms, and us Texas moms certainly can't tell our daughters that everything's going to be all right. Because
you aborted her.
So you want your daughters to be horse?
Don't cry.
She can't hear you because her ears aren't developed yet.
Listen, I don't care what you reverse Sophie Choice people want to do, but, like, stop bitching. Fucking dude, Do you see they were throwing rocks at fucking cops?
Yeah. They're also taking horse medicine now.
Well, that's Black Lives Matter.
Horse
right?
medicine's back on the menu now.
Frozen?
Apparently.
Do me a favor.
That's my favorite.
Do me a favor.
Motherboard wrote an
Can
article.
Can you get the motherboard?
Like,
you know what I'm talking
you know,
about?
You could take like hydratextomycin. It's a horse fucking ulcer medicine, but it kills your babies. And it's like, oh, so we're doing horse paste now.
Yeah.
Now horse like, paste.
And did
okay.
you see like,
I don't know, because horse paste was not allowed a couple months ago.
After it got ratioed, motherboard went from trying to be journalist to going like, actually, dumb idiots believe it. It's different because Joe Rogan's a moron. Did you see the follow-up tweets?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Frozen, can you get those?
Yeah, I'm looking up.
Thank you.
I feel the pendulum swinging. I really do.
R.I.P. Steve.
It's R.I.P. Yeah, Steve. But it is swinging back. Like, we're getting the ability to kill babies gone. Like, what else did we have to achieve?
Women in voting.
Yeah, well,
that's a big one, I think.
Yeah, I think that one's gonna be a little bit tougher than.
No, I think
babies.
Women should be allowed to vote if they own land.
Only in What's for Dinner.
Okay, only if
only
they own,
if they own land.
Yes,
and then we pass a constitutional amendment banning women from owning land.
That is correct.
Push the goalpost, folks. Let's play the same game they've been playing with us for fucking 50 years.
Go ahead, Frozen.
So here it is.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
There it is. Let me see here so I can read it. It says, misoprostol is relatively easy to acquire from a veterinary source since in addition to medically inducing abortions, it's also used to treat ulcers in horses. Next one. Now, this was how many hours later, Frozen?
I believe it was a full day.
So there was a full day of them getting ratioed to shit. Mm-hmm. They replied, "You may be reminded of ivermectin, which is used to control parasites in horses. It became favored by ineffective COVID treatment among conspiracy theorists. The main difference here is that misoprostol does something other than give you the shits."
So they doubled down. We're still right, you know. You could still kill your baby with this horse ulcer medicine.
All right, but you started this, though. That's what I go, but, like, you started this. We didn't do anything.
Well, it's that old meme of a woman shoveling shit over a wall that says internet on it, and then a little bit of shit comes back over the wall, and she starts screaming misogyny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. All right, Frozen, what do you got? Hit play?
What do you got there?
However, for pro-life activists, the idea of abortion becoming illegal is everything
it's hilarious.
They've been working for.
Very hopeful and very enthused and very much staying in the mode of pure prayer that this will be the final decision.
In Houston, I'm Gabby Hart, Fox 26 News.
The final countdown. Before
we go and move on, here.
Oh, hello. Hello, here, take a peek. Here, take a peek.
Nice.
All right, you're not going to like her elbows or some shit, JJ. Nice. Some dumb shit.
She has a box face.
What is a box face?
You want a different angle? Okay, we'll do a different angle.
She has literally the opposite.
But that's her pregnant.
She I don't know. Jim gave me these.
What's Jim into? Oh, that's nice.
The absolute opposite of a box face.
Oh, no. I'm looking at an angle. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong
big
with her?
Forehead, though.
Okay.
You're such an ass.
I mean, dude, okay. I don't know what you want me to do. I just look at these things and I see them. And it's a forehead thing. I'm sorry. And I know.
Look, she's wearing a hat.
Is it better?
I mean, you can't really see her forehead.
I like the hat.
I feel like you need her to be a bit more conservative.
Okay.
Come on, bro. See? Spotted some talent there earlier.
See, she's got good knees.
Her legs are a little too skinny.
Oh, you motherfucker.
No. She's got good knees. All right. But the shoulders.
You guys are fucking gay.
It's the shoulders. See that? She's got like a Skeletor bone coming up.
You guys are fucking gay, man.
Now you see what we deal with every morning.
Even doing that for the bit is just fucking gay.
Yeah. That's the bit. It's extremely over the top.
I think Mersh fell in love.
I No, because it's,
it was love at first sight.
Because I know you guys do it, but the audience, it's, you guys started doing it because we were making fun of the audience.
About it earlier.
And yeah, it's the audience that frustrates me because these guys, some of these dudes will be like, you know, I don't like a girl that has a cleft in her chin. And I'm like, that's your issue?
You know, she's got a mole on her left nostril. I'm not
You're
too fond of
it. Lunatic. Yeah. Yeah, like Cindy Crawford had that mole. I don't know.
All right, Cindy Crawford, relax. What year is it, you fucking Cindy Crawford?
Well, I was trying to think of somebody that had a, you know, awful mole.
Cindy Crawford.
Olivia Munn.
Does she have a bad mole?
A bad mole.
Where? Wait, where?
Yeah. Look it up. Frozen. Do your job.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Jim Anwer, do your job today.
Being an alcoholic.
No, that's his main primary job. Oh, right. I said his side job, which is to get us a picture of Olivia Munn's mole.
Jim or Nikki?
Whoever. Oh, I don't care where it comes
from.
I
want it from Jim because Nikki's going to make it five times bigger.
Okay. What do we got?
That's
lean in me.
Yeah. What are you? Go ahead.
So you said something about pro-lifers before, right?
I don't remember.
Did we?
That they're also gay and stupid and annoying.
Wait, what is this?
I knew it.
Wait, but these guys don't look like pro-life. Hold on, what's going on here?
You know, they are...
What is this? Does that look like a group of... Can you... Here. Does that look like a group of pro-life people to you?
No, they look like the ones that'll tell me that the bathroom's untidy. And...
Are we getting reverse Lincoln Project?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Are we getting Lincoln Project?
They want to know where the bathroom is and why the bathroom has one piece of toilet paper on the ground.
I just don't understand what's going on.
This was staged by the Trotsky Project.
Go ahead, President.
It's a pro-life revolution, everybody.
I heard him.
Okay, what's up with the... Did you watch this?
See No Evil saying it's a progressive pro-life group. So they're basically so contrarian.
Okay, I don't understand. I'm sure it could happen. And that's kind of cool, I guess. But it's something weird about it, right?
The fact that they care? Yeah.
I just don't, you know, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I'm so used to hating the way these people look that I'm not giving them a chance. It's on me, really. But
like they're ginger over there?
Okay, stop. See, because you're going to make me fun of them. I don't want to make fun of them. They're being nice.
It's like, look, man, we're cool. I'm cool. I'm glad we agree about one thing.
Yeah.
Go be pro-life over there. You know what I mean?
Merch has a very leave me the fuck alone. Man,
why don't you guys go hang out and have your, look, you have your little pro-life thing. Why am I a little thing over here? You know, just... Mm-hmm. Stay the fuck away from me.
Go ahead.
Help us, Southern Nation. We want a pro-life revolution.
It's a little pitchy.
A little bit, yeah.
It's not well rehearsed.
No.
They're all over the place.
Pro-life revolution. We want a pro-life.
You know what this is? I get it. I know what happened. Mm-hmm. I know why these people became pro-life. Mm. They're leftists, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming they're progressive.
But
so
after January 6th, all the conservatives stopped coming out to fistfight people. Mm-hmm. Everybody just went back to the barbecues and shit. And like, so maybe they just got so bored. They're like, I have to fight with somebody. So I'm just going to be pro-life now so that I can fight the other leftists. Just because I'm coming out here every week in Portland and there's nothing going on. No Proud Boys. There's no 3%ers. There's no Oath Keepers. No Patriot Prayer. I mean, there's literally nobody to throw hands with.
I think everything's fucking... You know, I'm so fucked up.
You know what? I'm going to go defend unborn babies. Go get my Molotov cocktails. You're like, wait, what?
What? No, but I don't... I really am a firm believer of the Matrix thing. Like, remember the original Matrix movie where they said the peak of society was in 1999? Remember, that was like the whole point of the Matrix?
It was factual.
It was. Like, think about it. 1999, none of this shit was happening. Shit was normal.
Yeah, 2000 began. It really was the end of
right?
the
world.
Here's the problem, right? They predicted, like, year 2000 would be the end of the world, right?
Yeah.
But I think the year 2000 is the moment you caught a lethal injury.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, America's like a deer that's been shot, like, through the thorax, but it's still wandering through the woods, just bleeding all over the snow.
Like we got hit by a car, but it's walking around with a bumper at its neck.
Some kind of thing like that. Yeah. It's like a fucking wound. We didn't get totally killed. We just took the bullet in the year 2000, and then ever since then, we've been just wandering through the woods.
Yeah.
Aimlessly.
So
that was an upbeat.
Do they interview any of them, or...
No, okay. That's about it, I think. They all just get taken away in cuffs.
What did they do? Because they crossed the line.
Yeah.
All right, give me something else, Frozen.
Well, there's more pro-lifer stuff.
Okay.
Did you know Spider-Man is pro-life?
Self-proclaimed Spider-Man scaled the 721-foot New York Times building this morning and then hung two anti-abortion banners. That building is 52 stories high. This is video.
It's a little redundant to put that on the New York Times building. We know. I'm sorry. Do you think the New York Times is against you? Like, why there?
They probably let him in.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if they went to, like, Fox, you know.
They gave him his own key fob so he could get up there.
Go ahead.
So from the Instagram page.
Hey,
of that
more like
climber,
the New York slimes.
One banner reads, abortion kills more than 9/11 every week. Another has an image of a fetus calling out a specific doctor whom it accuses of having killed this baby. Once Deschamps reached the top, it's believed he climbed all the way down the stairs. Right now, there's no word whether he was arrested. And just 2 days ago, he scaled the side of San Francisco's Salesforce Tower.
Oh, yeah, this guy. Yeah. You saw this guy also climb, like, the Salesforce building? Which, dude, that's insane. You saw how tall that building is?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that video? Frozen, pull that up, please.
We stayed at a hotel there once, remember?
Yeah, but you and where?
Oh, I'm thinking of the New York Times building. Yeah, you're talking about the other building.
Yeah.
What building was that?
Salesforce. This guy climbed the Salesforce building. I don't like when Frozen's in charge.
You shouldn't.
It's terrible.
No.
I mean, it'll be efficient, but it's going to be something.
How fast are you, Frozen?
This is like as efficient as a Ford F-450 diesel.
What is that? Turn it down a little bit. Thank you. Okay, press play.
Nope.
I hate that shit, dude. No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
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 I'm fine.
No.
You. No, you're not.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh yeah.
Nope. 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 Nope.
Hey, I'm a big boy, but I can climb.
Heights don't bother you?
Not at all.
Nope. 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 Nope.
Dude, that was a rigger.
Nope.
So really, you look white. You look white.
Hey.
Bro, I thought we grew over the years.
We did.
I thought we changed our ways.
We did.
Chicago did it.
With an R.
Yeah. So you could say it, but if I have to call you a rigger, a rigger.
No, you have to say
Okay, cool. But I could say
Yeah.
You give me a
rigger. You got a R pass.
A rigger pass. Thank
you. You got a rigger pass.
You are a crazy wigger.
Rigger pass.
Okay, go ahead.
No, we don't have to watch this.
No, I want to go all the way to the top. In real time. Okay, pause.
Come on, dude.
No. Are we sure it wasn't Tom Cruise filming another movie?
Oh, God. I wouldn't do that.
He's gassed out.
I wouldn't do that with like a $300 million budget and like all the zip lines and shit. I'd be like, nope, you go get some other dude who looks like me up there.
You know how much they pay you to climb that shit, though?
Did he make it to the top?
No, not that guy. I'm saying the ones that change, like, the light
bulbs. Oh, yeah, he kept going. He kept going, look, see?
The light bulbs on those things. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm looking. No.
Dude, you get, like, $3,000 for climbing that thing to change a light bulb.
Dude.
But he only did it just to put up a sign, right?
Or even at that, he probably did it for free, too. But I got to say, you're going to pay me to go up there.
They're so happy with him.
Here's a question I have for you. What do you charge him with? Like, because that's not something that's like a normal crime.
Trespassing.
He's not we're getting him for trespassing, right? Maybe that's
destruction of property, maybe.
Yeah. And where is this at? This was in San Francisco?
Yes.
Oh, then nothing's going to happen to him.
No.
Yeah.
Well, unless he shit, you know, and then threw it off and it landed on someone's head, maybe.
How would they tell? It's San Francisco.
It could be a bird, you know.
All right, go ahead. Next video, Frozen.
Clip number three, Mr. Producer.
Go. Go.
They're replacing Saki.
Wait, what happened to Saki?
It's getting booted.
Oh, is it the black girl?
Yeah, we're getting
is the black girl?
We're getting Officer Hooks.
Okay.
So, before I get to the briefing, I just want to start by, I'm going to cry.
Okay. Please.
You know what this is like? This is like when a woman at work that everyone loathes, like everyone despises her, but she's leaving and like she's going to cry. She's like, this has been
awkwardly eating a cake in the break room on the last day.
Bitch, you ain't gone yet.
Bro, did you even like this bitch?
No.
Dude, why is she going to cry? Is it like a good cry that she's leaving? I might cry. I'm so happy.
Frozen.
I want to talk about my friend Kareem. You got to come up here. So, I just want to take the opportunity to celebrate and congratulate my friend, my colleague, my partner in truth, Kareem Jean-Pierre.
Can you pause? They look like a lesbian couple coming out to their parent.
They look like
hold on to that thought.
They really do.
Mom, I brought a black one home. Is that okay?
Look, I said it was okay you were a lesbian, but now you're fucking pushing it.
You brought it.
Now you're fucking pushing it.
Why are you doing this to us?
It's like an actress from a rebooted, like, black version of Sex and the City and her girlfriend at the premiere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fuck.
I don't even know why she's
Hold
with
on
her.
To that thought, like I said.
Okay.
Now, many people in this room have known her for some time.
You know her as the nice one. Or the pleasant one.
The black one.
The black one.
She's dark and broody.
Yeah.
Not black, you know.
For anyone who does not know her, I want to provide a little bit of a primer for you, so settle in. First, as you all know,
she Get out. The first... You're done. Go!
Black woman, the first out LGBT.
Look, we have to sweep up. You really got to leave. Ma'am.
Why are you still here?
Ma'am. You weren't that important. Do you understand? I've seen a press secretary have to quit because you put two different colored shoes on. You think you're fucking special? You don't know.
This is like watching a wrestling match, right? And then the wrestler who loses goes over and picks up the belt and then goes to hand it to the guy who won, but then grabs the mic and doesn't let go of the belt.
Yeah.
And just is talking for 10 minutes. It's like a Hulk Hogan move. I just want to tell you, brother. This guy's a great dude, brother, and he's going to be brother, 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 and he's just, and like, the guy's just tugging at his belt, like,
It's my time.
I won. The black chick's basically Bret Hart, like, okay, can I please have the belt now? Not done, brother. This guy's a real champion, Hulkamaniacs.
You could kill my sister, I don't care, fuck it.
And you're like, just go!
And then he gives you his Hall of Fame ring, which gives you powers. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, no, it gives you the power of saying the N-word.
Yeah. Well, not in the media.
No, well, it's the power of saying it and nobody beating you up physically.
Yeah, saying it and Booker T having to shut the fuck up. How about that?
Go ahead. I want to finish seeing their lesbian engagement. Their interracial lesbian engagement.
Person to serve in this role.
We skipped.
First out LGBTQ plus. Person to serve in this role.
Pause. She's a lesbian. The black one's a lesbian.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've already.
I don't
know. I don't remember that.
That's why she got the job, dude.
Yeah. Because she's gay. You don't see a picture on her chick.
Have you seen the Biden administration?
I mean, yes, it's very
scary. I feel like
the nuclear waste people guy. Holy shit. And then you got the other one that dresses up and.
This is.
Honestly, I don't. I've known this for a while. I haven't harped on it too much. I don't care because she is, like you guys said, like just the least bizarre out of this whole circus. And it's not Jen Psaki.
She doesn't bother
me. We don't have
me.
To look at Jen Psaki and hear her voice anymore. Well, no. Fuck, she's going to MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
Look, God damn it.
It's because Mersh likes black chicks.
Yeah.
That's we're doing that meme again.
It's not a meme. It's a fact.
Would you, though?
That's a no.
I mean, she does swing both ways.
Look how ugly Psaki is. It's so bad.
Like, she's, I can't say, right? Because right now, she looks all right.
Yeah.
but she's sitting next to Jen Psaki. So it's
That's fair. That's fair. Go ahead.
Looking from my angle, it looks like there's no one even there.
She will give a voice to so many and allow.
Oh, she smiled. I saw her.
We work hard and dream big, and that matters. And we should not, we should celebrate that. But I also want to make clear what all of her qualifications are. What a remarkable person is. She got her start in New York City politics. She comes to this job with decades of experience, even though she looks very young. We're both in our 20s.
That's right.
Having Pause. Certain qualifications in political.
You're both in your 20s.
If she, no. First off, fucking Jen Psaki is not in her goddamn 20s. No. Okay? No.
Was that her trying to be funny?
It better be, because if she's in her, she's no way. I know she's not.
She's got to be in her 30s. Yeah. She's not still well. I think she was
Jen Psaki's 43.
I think she was trying to be funny. Okay. I think because, you know, us young gals, we're still in her, but she's just so humorless.
Sexless.
That's the partner.
No. That's Mika.
No, hold on, let me see.
Did she come from Wakanda?
No, that's Mika. That's not her Mika partner. Mika
from fucking MSNBC.
Man. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Frozen.
Come on.
Sorry.
She does a show with that guy who there was an intern that was found dead in his office, which is weird.
Nobody How do you get away with that? How do you get away with that?
Yep.
Do you get one in his position?
I wonder if you reach a level, you're allowed to kill like a certain amount.
How do you get away with it? I mean, it's obvious. They never found the guy.
Well, what's her name?
Yeah, they never found him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What's her name does all that
it's
shit?
It's innocent.
I'm not even going to say her name because I don't want the door kicked in.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the Obama-Biden administration and for both of former President Obama's campaigns, she's a longtime advisor to President Biden and Dr. Biden. They are partners, having served in senior roles for him and for both.
So Dr. Biden could do surgery?
She's worked for a number of
advocates. Just curious, Dr. Jill Biden's is she a surgeon?
For so many Americans.
Can she prescribe drugs?
I just want to say, I will have a lot to say about how grateful I am for
she's, you know, what is she, where's she going to? An MSNBC role, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's going to MSNBC.
Yeah.
Have given me and entrusted me in the last 15 months, but this day is about Corrine, and I want to celebrate her. And on a personal note, I want to say that
I just shit my pants. It's my last day. Normally, I'd try to hide this, but honestly, I don't have to see you fuckers ever again. Mm-hmm. So I want to let you know.
She drops trounce, slings the diaper into the crowd.
Shit my chance. Shit my pants. And also, hey, Pete Ducey, fuck you.
No, I was going to say,
hey, Ducey. Fuck you.
I was going to say, no, everything you just said, and she's like, I fucking despise every single one of you pieces of shit in this place. I am out. And you know what? My last act of defiance, Peter, come in the back. I'm going to suck your dick like it's never been sucked. She just blows Peter Ducey before she leaves.
That's her partner.
Yes.
Is she a hot dog?
She looks like if Gretchen Whitmer came back in a time machine.
Ooh.
She looks like if old Gretchen Whitmer came back from 20 years in the future and was like, whatever you do, don't do this lockdown shit. Turns out it was pretty bad.
It's like Malia Obama almost with that head.
What?
The head.
The forehead's very high.
Yeah.
It's not great.
You remember like when the Coneheads would wear a wig?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what
she's got like. Sloth eyes.
Yeah. All right, Frozen, can you put something else on the screen, please? Thank you.
Why, what's wrong with
this? She's disgusting.
Anything.
Literally anything else would be better than this hell.
Like we just really opened up a door to hell.
Yep, thank you. What is this?
Florida news. This lawsuit has now been filed over that effort to dissolve Disney's Reedy Creek District.
Fox 35's Amanda McKenzie shows us why one attorney says taxpayers should have a say in this matter. In this new lawsuit, three Central Floridians...
I would also argue that taxpayers should have had a say whether they had to get fucking vaccinated and fucking and mandated. So I think we're a little way past that point, aren't we?
I'll go step further.
Yeah.
Taxpayers maybe should have had something to say about Reedy Creek being created in the first place.
Yeah, how about that?
So
sorry.
And also, I don't think you want it to go that way.
No.
You think it's going to go the way you think it is? Because a lot of, you know why we don't have legal weed in Florida? Mm. But we have this fucking Parents and Education Rights Act? Because we've still got a lot of old, cranky, crotchety people.
Yeah.
And they're getting real sick of you folks.
Go ahead for us.
Are suing the state, saying the state is violating its obligations according to a 1967.
Hey Jim, find me her.
Forbids them from dissolving the district.
Bring me her.
Find her. Her name is Dan Newland.
No, that's the attorney. People, pause for a second. People that aren't from around here don't know Dan Newland's an attorney. We're gonna get pictures of a lawyer.
I didn't know.
Go ahead.
Session dismantles Disney's Reedy Creek Improvement District. The lawsuit contends Governor DeSantis and certain Republican lawmakers made it clear that this bill was in order to punish Disney because the Walt Disney Company expressed disagreement over the parental rights and education bill.
Yep.
Some analysts speculate removing the Reedy Creek District could increase taxes for Orange and Osceola County taxpayers.
Pause. Some speculate. They keep saying that. That's a scare tactic. The truth of the matter is he controls the House and the Senate. He's going to pass them like, oh, we're also going to pass this a fuck you Disney Act, which means that, you can't
you mow everyone's lawns every Thursday.
Yeah.
And you got to take Mrs. Johnson to go get her fucking prescriptions on Thursday because she doesn't have a ride.
And you're going to do it in the Goofy costume, okay?
Go ahead.
Which is why attorney William Sanchez is filing suit against the state.
All right, Daffy, you got street A.
Donald Duck. Donald Duck shows up. He's like, "Get in the car. I'm gonna be late for work." Go ahead.
This rights under the 14th Amendment, and if their taxes are gonna go up, it only makes sense that they should be able to have just a seat at the table.
I think the first word that comes to it is ghoul.
Yeah.
Holy yeah,
he,
shit!
He looks evil. Go ahead.
That's the reason behind the lawsuit.
He says concrete evidence will come from analysis of detailed reports that he intends to request during litigation.
If we request a federal court judge for access to the documents that are being passed between Disney and the state of Florida, then they'll have to produce them.
The governor's office says Disney will not pass tax burdens onto taxpayers.
This will be paid by Disney. They will be paying taxes, probably more taxes.
Congresswoman Val Demings weighing in on the new lawsuit.
Definitely more taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely more taxes are going to be paid.
I like how Disney's trying to psych us out by going, no. If they start charging us all these taxes, they're going to have to charge you for more taxes. They're going to have less money from charging us for all these taxes.
Look, if we don't say, if we can't unload this humongous tax burden on you guys, what's the point of even having a Disney?
Yeah.
I guess you hate Mickey.
It's even like they don't even pay any taxes at this point. Oh. So it's almost like Disney's going to say to the people, guys, if they start making us pay taxes, they could start making you guys pay taxes. And every Floridian's going to go, I do pay taxes. Are you telling me you haven't been paying taxes all this time?
The fact that they're $1 billion in debt is the exact reason they shouldn't have their own fucking government. How do you allow yourself to do that? Go ahead, Frozen.
Lawmakers to dissolve Reedy Creek was made in haste.
We don't know ultimately what's going to happen, but what we do believe is pretty clear is that there's $1.1 billion worth of debt that someone would have to absorb.
Look, I don't want someone that doesn't go to Disney and looks like she goes to Busch Gardens to fucking tell me.
That's not Busch Gardens, that's SeaWorld.
Oh, you're right.
Because she'll fit in the neighborhood as well.
That's motherfucking Legoland right there.
Fun spot. Go ahead.
Oh, fun spot.
Isn't that where they kill 13-year-olds?
A lot of things happen. That's what they always bring up. They also have go-karts. Yeah. No one ever brings up the go-karts. No.
They have go-karts, all right? And you can't make a giant Ferris wheel without, killing a couple 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
Imagine waking up to that face every morning.
I guess we'll get what JJ wants. No free fall ride. Woo, fun. We'll just put another Applebee's there, I guess.
It'll be a Chili's. Applebee's is yesteryear.
Hey, did you hear they tore down the free fall ride? We're getting a fourth Chili's on this block.
The other three are always full. The other three are always full. We need other Chili's.
There are some spots in Florida where there's like two Miller Ale Houses across the street from each other.
You
got to go to the Overflow Miller's Ale House. There's one right over here.
Go ahead.
like that would be transferred to the taxpayers. And we cannot allow that to happen.
The Reedy Creek Improvement District is set to dissolve by June 1st of next year, but lawmakers still have time to make adjustments to that plan before then. Reporting in Orange County, Amanda McKenzie, Fox 35 News.
Did we ever find Amanda McKenzie?
Yeah, because she looks, yeah.
Ears.
Not as good as the last one.
Give me a second.
You can't even see her ears yet, man.
I already saw.
You can't even see her ears yet.
I already seen them.
All right, so here's this one.
This is so frustrating.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole entire point of the bit.
All right, let's take a look. Oh, she's very pretty.
And there's this one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Let me see that. Hold on. Stay on that one for a second.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Stay on that just real quick. I want to see something.
Let's go, boys.
Stay on that one.
Yeah.
That is a carnival cruise she's on, though.
Maybe that was, you know, who knows when that picture.
Maybe it was like she was reporting.
Yeah, or maybe it was a perk.
Maybe she won it at like the office raffle.
That's what I mean. Yeah, when I worked in radio, I got all kinds of little shit on
something. All right. Go ahead, Frost. Sorry.
And this one.
Yeah.
See, I need to be in this. Just send me a Zoom link.
Okay, I'll get you right now.
Man, I wish I was in real media.
Okay, Discord, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
I should have not said the N-word so much in my life.
Yeah, I feel you there.
Yeah, right.
And the J stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you really think that was something that was going to happen for you, buddy?
No.
It certainly didn't help.
Fair enough. let me send this over to JJ.
The amount of calls I got from you two over the usage of that word.
There you go.
Was insane. Yeah. It was almost every other fucking weekend.
Yeah, that was back when they used to listen to stuff they sponsored.
Now it doesn't even matter. No. You say whatever you want, pretty much. I sent it to you.
Yeah, I got to download Zoom.
Yeah, we can say whatever.
Make sure you fucking mute it.
We can say whatever we want about our sponsors. They don't even listen. They just pay us money. Like, I could say the owner of CBDX killed a guy in a bar fight. What's he going to do?
That's
kind of What's he going to sue me?
Hey,
you know what? Hey, Ari from CBDX, I dare you to sue me because I know you killed a guy at a bar. I know CBDX.com. Was
this
just a way
true.
For you to raise money.
I want to point something out.
For your defense
this isn't
trial.
True.
For murdering a guy in a bar fight.
That did not happen.
CBDX.com. Hey, guys, you want to go?
He's lying.
You guys want to go to a website and get legal Delta H, THC, legal in 39 states? Do you want to buy it from a guy who's literally murdered a dude in a bar fight?
This isn't true, guys. This
if it's not true, I guess then sue me.
Yeah, timestamp this.
Promo code ROTC whenever you go to CBDX.com and you get 20% off your order.
Just be careful if you see him in a bar.
Because he will murder you like he did to that other guy.
All right, guys. That's not true, by the way. But
is that why you guys didn't meet in Vegas?
Shut up.
There's a lot involved in that one.
play.
So, Mersh sent me this one.
Good morning, Council. I'm speaking in support of item 63.
Who is this?
Right now,
is it one of our friends? No,
duh.
Fuck you. I mean, is this one of the people? It's one of our boys, or
you know, I don't know who's under that mask, but it sounds like this guy Alex Stenger posted it on Twitter, but it sounds like Cassidy Campbell under the mask.
Frozen, play something. It's not JJ Stenger.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Somebody in the chat will know.
Emergency we are facing is COVID, and that is why I am wearing a mask, and that is why we need to reinstate the mask mandates. Cases are rising,
I'm hearing a new
variant is going to come out right before the election. So we need to get a head start on this thing. I'm wearing this mask to let you know that I take COVID seriously, because I believe in science, and because I want to protect your grandmother.
Okay, pause. I like that he's still wearing a suit.
But I said that earlier up there. I'm like, he's nice. He looks so nice, but he's wearing a suit.
Like, that's nice, right?
That's why it could be Michelangelo. Although you would think he's acting more like a Leonardo.
Yeah, he's being a real Leonardo. He's
a real Donatello.
Yeah. So what's he saying? I'm sorry, the mask mandate?
The mask mandate saved lives, and he wants to be able to wear a mask.
Well, it did. It saved lives. Somewhat, maybe.
Go ahead.
to allow another person to die on account of these COVID-denying, anti-vax, Trump-supporting right-wing extremists. Joe Biden, the greatest president in the history of our country, he's creating a disinformation board, and we have an amazing opportunity to lead on this issue. And that is why we need to put these MAGA hat-wearing science deniers in re-education camps immediately.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
There's no greater threat to our democracy than white supremacy.
Yes.
And if you don't want to wear a mask and get vaccinated, then you are a white supremacist, and you need to be removed from society at once. Furthermore, the fact that you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote is rooted in racism and white supremacy as well. Listen, guys, I'm going to leave you with this. Contrary to popular belief, Vladimir Putin and those racist judges on the Supreme Court.
Pause.
They did not.
It's Austin. Are we sure that's not Harrison Smith?
It's Michelangelo.
No, I mean, under the
I want to believe it's Michelangelo. Could We're trying be, to reach the kids.
Could it be Corey Feldman? Because he did voice a Ninja Turtle.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he did. All right,
that's
did
Raphael,
you
though.
Did you see fucking Corey Feldman comment on Trenton Wade's tweet?
No.
No.
Frozen?
Get on it.
God, did he really?
Yeah, minimize that. I want to go back to that. Okay, so
I knew you were black right away. I saw that video.
Okay, so Trenton posted the video where our clip comes from, you know. I knew you were black right away. He posted that and he goes, "Hey, can you believe this? Blah 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 blah." And then Corey Feldman replied to him.
Oh my God, Feld Dog is.
T-Wade got a reply.
Yeah.
Oh, I need this in my life. Fuck. I need this in my life.
Yeah.
I'm not Trenton.
Trenton. Thank you, Jim.
All right, pop it in
there.
Oh,
look at that. Jim getting paid this week. Nice.
No.
Jim's my producer today.
Well, then you got to pay him.
All right, hold on. First off, Frozen. Very importantly, full screen the video and play it because I want to. Because Mersh, you saw that? I know. Did you see where this is the first time you ever seen where it came from? Right.
Oh, of course.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I saw. I did see it all last night. I saw Trenton's original tweet.
I got you.
I just was not caught up with the fact that Feldog actually responded to him.
Okay, go
By
ahead.
The way, I get why Royce hates you, Twitter videos now.
Yes.
Oh, they're awful.
They're fucking terrible.
Go ahead.
All right, we got over here a little Boreal brat tough kid, right? Miss Self-Righteous, who thinks she knows everything, okay? And Barnett, the little black chick who didn't know she was black, okay? She was crying her eyes out. I knew you were black right away.
Now, the fact that Trent's the one that posted this makes me very happy. It really does.
Fuck, man.
Also, before you ask, that's not me.
Oh no,
bro,
that's
nah,
Rufio.
Cool.
That's Rufio.
That's Rufio.
What did Corey Feldman say?
All right, here.
How the perspective of script writers on educational family entertainment has changed in 30 years. Something tells me that type of dialogue just wouldn't be written that way today. Thank God for progress.
He likes writing with numbers.
Well, shouldn't we cancel him? He said it, right? Yeah.
Corey Feldman's canceled himself like 40 times.
What is that?
He doesn't need help.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, he does need help.
Oh man.
He also needs to, you know, release the names of all the real pedophiles.
And
wasn't he gonna do that? He made everybody buy a pay per view for it.
Yeah, yeah, and then it got hacked in real time.
And then it never happened.
He got hacked in real time. He did it and he got hacked in real time.
He did
it.
If you imagine you getting hacked in real time. Mm-hmm. yeah, that's not so funny anymore.
Yeah,
is it?
No. Do you see me laughing?
Yes, I'm looking at you laughing.
All right. So I'll give you guys a choice.
Okay.
Choice three. We either go back to the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial.
Oh, that stuff's
good. Did you see her do a little toot?
Yeah.
Did you see her doing did you see her quoting the talent?
Is it her doing coke?
No, it's her describing on how she got fucked by a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, his name was Kevin Nash, first of all. Show some respect.
And
second of all, he's a former world champion. Yeah, all right?
It's a pittance.
What a pittance. Okay. And he throws her pussy on the ground.
Okay. Please go ahead.
I'm on the countertop. He had me by the neck. And he felt like he was on top of me, and I'm looking at him in his eyes.
I'm looking in his big brown eyes. Go ahead, sorry.
I don't see him anymore. It wasn't him. It was black. I've never been so scared in my life. It was
was.
She's a very bad actress.
But you're supposed to be a good actress. Isn't that like your whole thing?
No, she was never a good actress. She always played whores. Oh, she always played really hot whores.
To be fair, she was hot.
Yeah. So, I mean, she did. Yeah, she fucking, she badly fake cried. Then she did a bump of coke. Then she quoted the talented Mr. Ripley. This bitch is a fucking quite a roller coaster ride.
Is this the craziest one we've ever seen that's famous? I mean,
yeah, yes. Next she's going to shit on the stand and, you know, throw it at Johnny. It's going to be great.
Bro, even in, that, right? In all my years, even I've never met a woman this batshit. Right.
Okay, before we continue, Marsh did mention the coke part.
Harrison messaged me. He goes, to do with the mask is Alex Stringer.
It is Alex Stringer. Okay, because that's the
thank
guy.
Thank you, Harrison.
That, yeah, we retweeted earlier.
Can we plug Harrison's new Twitter? Because he's been tweeting
that's
from it.
Up to him.
Harrison, let me know if we should plug your Twitter.
Yeah, because I don't know if he's trying to.
Everybody send swords to let him know you're here.
Sharpen blades.
Yes.
Swords in the chat for Harrison.
S-words in the chat for Harrison, please. Thank you. Yes, okay, plug it. I'm plugging it. Shut up.
Oh.
I'm plugging it.
Harrison, the trick is to get your producer to make a Twitter account.
It's at Phoenician Good. PhoenGood.
Oh, good. That's easy.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's great.
It's really marketable.
All it needed was a string of numbers after it, too.
Yeah.
Why don't you start naming yourself like Elon Musk's kids? That'll work double time. It'll be just as complicated, but maybe you won't get kicked off Twitter.
Elon Musk's kids are like, it's like if a cat walking on a keyboard named yeah, Frozen, can you hit play? I actually had something.
All right, so... Marsh, you're an expert, and also JJ.
Shut up. He's correcting my grammar instead of saying thank you, by the way. Phoenician.
By the way, thanks to everybody posting swords in the chat in Harrison's honor. It's very funny. Everybody's posting like sword emojis.
That sounds like something you'd order at like a faux restaurant.
Yeah, it is. Something that Frozen would make you. Yeah. You invite you for dinner. What did you make me? I made you Phoenician.
Like, it's really good. It comes with dumpling.
It's in a young chow sauce.
Young chow sauce. Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
Why'd you have to go there?
Did you cater in Epstein's Island?
Chow.
Oh. Elon Musk did.
I didn't hear that.
Hey.
As in the dog.
I mean, to be fair, Elon Musk was, you know, pretty cool with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, but so was everybody, I guess.
Yeah, everybody was so cool.
Frozen, I'm sending you a tweet that to put up after this. Just press play, but after this, do what I said.
But yeah, next, okay? So they're a pretty small connected group of billionaires. Sure, everybody knew Jeffrey Epstein. So it's like, you know, everybody knowing each other in a local scene in a town. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me, like, you know, one guy can't get a DUI and within 3 hours somebody is like, did you hear Derek got a DUI? You're telling me there wasn't everybody whispering about Pedophile Island?
No, they knew. I mean, remember Seth MacFarlane was making fun of that shit.
Even secondhand, like if you're playing a game of billionaire telephone, you'd hear guys being like, hey, did you hear about the Epstein's got some kind of island? And I don't know, it could be like he's diddling kids or maybe it's like, I don't know, midgets or something. But he's got some weird shit going on over there and some kind of weird temple.
Harrison says it's a reference to the founding fathers, you illiterates. And then he wrote LMAO.
Hold on, you expected things from us?
You know what? Fuck you, Harrison. I'm really sick of this guy talking down to us.
Fucking nobody. Yeah.
I thought we knew the dynamic here, Harrison. You're the nerd, and we're the fat retards.
Listen here, you nerd.
This is why you have the swords.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Frozen.
Okay, can I actually do it this time?
No.
Yes.
No. Okay.
Go.
JJ, Marsh, give me your input on this. Okay. Is this really her doing coke?
Okay, let's see.
Mental
condition. It's very spooky. Man, that's what we.
Here's the thing: a lot of people have come out and watched that clip and been like, "This bitch is doing coke." Black Twitter was posting the same thing, but with different vernacular. Like, yo, for real, this bitch just take a bump in the courtroom, homie. Like, every person that's watched this clip is like, I think She sprinkled a little bit onto the fucking the whatever, the tissue, and then just kind of was like, oh.
She definitely was not like snorting.
She pushed it in and like sniffed.
She was pulling in.
It's just, you need a replay?
Play it again.
See, she's doing something with the tissue.
She's tinking it on there and
And now she's doing the
the
check follow through. I vote yes.
Good honor though.
Do we think it might not be coke? It could be fucking ground up pills too.
Adderall, maybe.
I'm not saying,
I think it's coke though.
Probably just really coke.
Did you see her when she was talking? We watched it when she was talking about like. Yeah, like, you know, they were like doing drugs. I don't really do drugs except for like mushrooms. I'm like, you fucking do drugs. Shut the fuck up.
Bitch, we've seen the videos. Yeah. We know.
Jim's saying smelling salts. You don't fucking snort smelling salts.
No. She's over there huffing gas.
What is she, a knocked out boxer?
They're not snorting salts. They're smelling salts.
Yeah.
What are you, waking up an unconscious cartoon character?
I think it's the look on her eyes afterwards. It's like, did someone catch me?
Yeah.
What, like, I think it's there.
Who are you waking up a fucking... are you waking up a cartoon character? Yeah, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Johnny, you're right. It's a good point. But go ahead, Frozen. Play one more time, please.
One more?
Yes. Because, okay, so the beginning part...
It's down.
It looks like she put something... Like she was... Right? Like she was putting something on it? And then...
She thought she was sneaky.
I would slow-mo, but Twitter doesn't do that.
Oh, we know. Ah, how do you like it?
No, it does. It's just never when you want it to. It just does it on its own.
Very good point. Frozen.
I do not envy what you do every day, Royce, by the way.
Pull up the... me neither. Pull up the Twitter.
Hey.
What? No, that's not what you meant. It's not putting up with you. So if you look at that,
an asshole.
The tweet, minimize you just for 1 second.
Okay.
The tweet says Amber Heard. Amber Heard says Johnny Depp's jealousy towards James Franco was a nightmare. Here she is sneaking Franco into Johnny's home when he was out of town.
Oh yeah, I've seen this. That was wild. Oh yeah, that was crazy. I saw this on Twitter too over the weekend. I'm like, Jesus, man.
Ah, she was a hoe for show, huh? Is a hoe for show.
You can't cure these hoes.
Mm-mm. All right. Do we have anything else from her?
Well, again, there is the beer bottle. There is her getting supposedly cavity searched by Johnny Depp.
A cavity search?
Yeah, he lost a bottle.
He would cavity search her. Yeah, let it sit.
What would you do?
The same thing.
His grandmother gave him that bottle.
I've been drinking whiskey out of that bottle since I was 8 years old. I need that bottle back.
Your Honor, that's a lie. It was a decanter.
Oh, bitch, take that cocaine out of your pussy and give it to
me.
Yeah,
he lost the bottle. Fuck, you're funny. Oh,
well, fuck. Apparently it could fit a bottle, so, I mean.
Oh, fuck.
And, like, when she was explaining it, I thought she was going to go into fisting, but she brought the bottle into it. And I'm like, lady, you should hold back just a little bit, you know?
What kind of bottle are we talking about?
Like, a bottle. It was a bottle. Liquor bottle.
I was going to say, because a beer bottle, I think, would still theoretically be more forgiving than a fist, right?
Yeah. This fist is all knuckly and shit. They showed a picture of it, and it was like a square one.
Whose fist?
That's true.
Big Show's?
Yeah, or some Asian, you know?
Yeah. Go ahead. This is serious. Sorry, go ahead.
And I was trying to get through to him. I was trying to say to him in some way that it was me. I was trying to get through to Johnny. And I couldn't see him. I couldn't see him at all.
Pause.
Hey. She's a good actress.
When you cry, you're supposed to have water come out of your eyes. Yeah.
She's,
am I wrong?
She's used to having somebody go, cut. Look, we will be here all day if we have to, but we're getting this right.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hard.
Let me help you out. P- pretend you ran out of pills.
Maybe you shouldn't have brought pills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See, I can give a Drasdy at that. At least she's learned the snake tear method. Where, that's true. You know, she cries now. It's not just a dry snitch on herself. Mental
illness. Dude, if I had $50 million on the line in a defamation case and I wanted to seem like I was abused, I would detox from everything for days leading up to my testimony. Yeah.
Just
so that I'm a shaky, crying mess that pisses totally clean. And they're like, look what you did to this fucking guy. The minute we get him talking about it, he's a blubbering mess. And then as soon as my fucking testimony's over, the next day coming all zanned out, like, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm sorry about it. Hey, I want to just say to the jury, I'm very sorry about yesterday.
All right. Go ahead, Frozen.
I'm going to skip a little bit.
That's fine.
She's never mentioned the bottle.
Backwards. In the bar, meaning my chest was up. I was staring at the blue lights, and my chest was on this. My back was on the countertops.
All right, pause. I'm sorry. We could agree.
That right? She's terrible? Yes.
That Amber Heard. No, but it's worse than that. Yeah, Amber Heard is a bad actress.
Yes.
But Amber Heard's a bad actress for like a regular bitch. Right? Like, forget that she's been in a bunch of movies as an actor.
She's not even...
If you had a girlfriend talking to you like this, you'd be like, I've dated bitches that were better than this. You're not even good at this.
She's
I thought Johnny Depp was a good actor. How'd he fall for this shit?
Drugs.
Hot she was. That's all it is. I mean, I'm telling you, that's all it is.
He's old.
She's hot and she's fucking bisexual. You don't think that means he was going to fuck her and like two other chicks? Of course he was. He's Johnny Depp.
And she's telling this story of getting a bottle shoved in her ass. I somehow don't think that was the first time that happened.
No.
I think this is the first time that that's how
Fatty Arbuckle died.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I thought he was punching me. Oh,
I have to do more coke.
I felt this pressure.
Colonel Quayle said Amber doing coke in the courtroom is a cue drop. Yeah. No, that's a key bump.
Yeah. Hold on, yeah. Fuck. That's a key bump. Hi. Sorry. Anyway, we gotta go to break. This is gonna be weird doing the break. Okay, hold on. Here we go. I'm doing this. Here we go. Hold on.
Novelty comedy songs, organic, handmade with painstaking care, put into every note? Well, look no further than Irrational Times. Using only the finest instruments to create an experience that your ears will thank you for later, Irrational Times attempts to elevate the whimsy to a desirable level. New songs and sketches every week, so check it out. No one's gonna tell me how I'm gonna boogie. Come on, everybody, boogie bumper tonight. No one's gonna tell me how I'm gonna boogie. Come on, everybody, boogie bumper tonight. No one's gonna tell me how to boogie. Come on, everybody, boogie bumper tonight.
Here's what you can expect on the Sunday Night Shit Show.
Promote your fucking train wreck of a show.
Check us out on Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on dlive.tv/Sunday Night Shit Show.
Our very way of life seems to be under attack from all sides,
and our freedoms are slowly being ripped away. Guns for Tards is fighting the good fight to help protect America from its enemies by advocating Second Amendment rights for our nation's most vulnerable and often overlooked citizens, the mentally challenged. Our founding fathers believed that a well-armed, trained, and educated citizenry was the key to a free and prosperous society. But Meatloaf also said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. We believe that Tards are our second to last line of defense against ISIS, and we at Guns for Tards aim to provide the means and the programs to give proper training and resources to Tards in your area, helping to make the country a safer place. There are over 40 million mentally challenged Americans living today, and by 2020, we plan to arm at least 10% of them. We want to get as many guns in the hands of as many Tards as we can, but we won't be able to do it without your help. So please, pledge your help today. Arm a Tard. It's not that hard. Go to www.gunsfortards.com for more information, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter by searching for Guns for Tards.
GunsForTards.com. Extra rounds for folks with downs, helping to protect your town. GunsForTards.com.
Do you miss the 80s? Ever wonder, how is that awesome synthwave music made? Come on, I'll show you. MV at Work. Some nights from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Central on YouTube / Mythical Vigilante.
You have new messages.
When did I get an answering machine?
Hey, Steve, how's it going? It's Roger over at Roger's Gym. Just wanted to follow up on your visit. Give me a shout when you can. No presh. Hope you're well, man. Steve-o, Steve, Roger, Roger's Gym. Hey, I was talking to my manager. Incredible deal just popped up. Thought of you. Holla at you, boy. Call immediately. Steve, it's Rowdy Roddy Piper. No, I'm just kidding. It's Roger. I'm just on a smoothie run. Wanted to see what you wanted. I'll just grab you the protein power blend. Meet you up at the gym in about 15. We'll get the sign up out of the way. You clipped me, bro! Make that 20, bud. I got clipped. I'm okay. Not everybody's okay. Actually, if you could get the smoothies, that'd be a big help. And grab me a bagel, would you? You clipped me, chief! Hey, Steve. Hey, I'm at the courthouse. I'm not supposed to have my phone. 3 people died in that accident. They're saying it's my fault, but it's total crap. Anyway, listen, if you could just stop by the courthouse, drop off those smoothies, we could knock out that sign up. I got the forms with me. My manager said he'd throw in a couple of Pilates classes. I've never seen him do that.
Hey, get off the phone!
What you say to me?
Steve, it's not. Turn on the news, dude. Someone's going berserk at the courthouse, shooting everybody up.
Steve, it's Rod. Rod's the Dodge Charger. I'm back at the gym. Listen, my manager is freaking out about this deal I'm offering you. I can hold him off for a couple of you. Call me. Steve. Steve-o. Yes, man. Stefan Urkel. Even Steven. Steven to Stever. Steven, pick up the phone. Am I calling for Steven Smith? Hello, Steve. This is the girl that you like.
Second hour. Hold on. I don't like this treble.
I'm back. Second hour, he's muted.
Sorry.
This whole setup is wonky. I'm not used to this. We'll get used to it.
Yeah, I think I got it. Yeah, I got it. Okay, sorry. Sorry. Ah! Boom. Sorry. Hard cut. Apologize. I don't like this travel board. I hate it.
It's not great.
It's so
it's life.
Yeah.
It's only more complicated because we got 3 today.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
If only you guys saw
the what they did to rig this thing. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. Well, go ahead, Fraser.
All right, I'm giving you another choice.
Sure.
You want Rick Ross or Pete Davidson?
Rick Ross has been pretty fun.
Yeah.
Lately, and I hate Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Probably either end up having both, to do both. Yeah.
Which one?
Let's front load Pete Davidson. Let's get this over with because I
hate him. Yeah, let's do that.
Unless he's dead. Did he die?
No.
Then let's just start with the lead with Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
He's just fighting back against Kanye.
Okay.
Against Kanye? Really,
against Kanye.
Okay, go ahead.
I've had a really weird year. I had an AIDS scare this year. Yeah, I did. And you're like, Pete, wow, what's going on in your life? Are you sharing needles? You doing heroin? Are you having tons of unprotected sex? No, Kanye told me I had AIDS. And he's
I don't get the joke. I don't get it.
Wait a minute. Let me try to. I always try to be benefit of the doubt here. Maybe the joke is that he's so dumb that's how he thinks you get AIDS.
Yeah.
Like it's a magic spell.
Yes. Maybe. Maybe he thinks anytime you talk to a black guy, you get AIDS. Jesus, that's
weird. Or if you have sex with his ex.
It's very racist of you,
Pete. Hey, Pete Davidson, are you trying to say that just because she's dated a couple of prominent black men and she has AIDS? It's a pretty fucked up thing to say about your new chick, bro.
Go ahead.
He's a genius. So I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, I better call my doctor. The guy who made College Dropout thinks I have AIDS. So I went to the doctor. I actually got checked because I was like, maybe he's right. I don't know. I was like, I don't know. So my doctor told me I don't have AIDS. I just look like I have it. Does anybody else secretly hope that like Kanye pulls like a Mrs. Doubtfire?
So this is what he does. So he's the reverse Taylor Swift. He just sticks his dick in people and then writes jokes about sticking like where he stuck his dick.
I guess. I mean,
where do you, Pete? Where do you get your ideas?
Why did Kanye get mad at Pete Davidson? Because I mean, him and Kim broke up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what?
Amicably.
Yeah. Amicably.
But they have kids.
No. I get it. But what? Who started it? I guess is what I'm saying. Because this didn't come out of nowhere, right? Like, if you break up with a chick, she has the right to date someone else, even if it's Pete Davidson.
Kanye probably started it, but I mean, again, you just got divorced, and you already got this white man up in the house with your kids.
Mm-hmm. He's getting tattoos of
him. Yeah, you got tattoos of his kid.
Right.
You're
right.
Getting a little too familiar, right? Like, you'd be fucking furious. I think, I hate Kanye West. I've always been very shitty of, like, I always told people when he was going to hang out with Donald Trump and shit. I'm like, don't trust him. He's a bipolar fucking, you know, megalomaniac who's obsessed with money and fame. He's not a Christian now. That being said, this feels kind of shit. This is one time where I'm actually like, Kanye is kind of relatable and kind of empathetic in this situation.
Right.
So, I don't know, man.
Because it's Pete Davidson.
On top of that.
Yeah.
On top of that. You know what I mean? It's not only just that your wife's bringing this new white boy around, he's tattooing her kids' names on it, like, and then he's getting like limited custody now, and she doesn't want the kids with him as much, and then like, on top of that, as Royce just said, it's Pete Davidson.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead, Trust.
I come home one day and they're like, "This is the new housekeeper," and he's like, "What's up, Bam?" People ask weird questions. So that's the only thing I don't like. They ask you weird stuff. Like the other day, somebody came up to me and was like, I heard you're friends with Jack Harlow. And I am. He's a very great, talented rapper. He's a cool dude. Nice guy. So we're pals, right? And Kanye put him on his new album. Even though I've been friends with him for like 2-3 years, you know, he did it anyway. And people come up to me and they're like, how does that make you feel? Does that bother you? Does that get under your skin? And I'm like, no, he's a rapper. that's his field. That's what they do.
Why were people laughing? I don't understand.
That's right. Pete Davidson's coming to your town, and he's dropping more names than jokes.
Go ahead.
People are asking in the chat how much of this is Kanye. These are just snippets of his special.
Yeah, but I wonder I guess he must talk to them.
That's right. Pete names. He's Pete Davidson. He's dropping names and dropping laughs. Coming to your town with the I'm fucking Kanye Weiss baby mama tour.
Like,
do they make a sex tape like the other one, the first one?
I think they're turning gossip into comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now it's just gossip is comedy.
Go ahead.
Hurt my feelings if I saw like Bill Burr at Sunday service. I'm like, what the fuck, Bill? He'd be like, fine God, Petey, go fuck yourself. Jesus.
Because he made that movie with the Staten Island movie with Bill Burr. And again, you're right. This is his whole special, just him telling you all the famous friends that he has.
Pete Davidson's entire identity has been that he's around a bunch of talented, famous people.
Correct.
That's always been his image, and that's why I've always swore I don't know who his manager team is, and I don't know who his like agent is, but he has a hell of a publicity team because he's promoted as a guy who's famous. But it's like, okay, but
how did you get there? Right.
Yeah, it's one of those things, and then he's like building on that. It's really, and then what a bad Bill Burr impression. Bill Burr is not that insane.
Well, Pete Davidson, wow. Even in SNL, Pete Davidson doesn't play characters. He plays himself
as the character.
As a character, yeah. Go ahead,
Frozen. Speaking of which, new movie.
I'm strong! I'm strong! I'm ready for what comes along! I've got good friends! We'll sing together to silence!
Who wants to play Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
Service?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, I get so stressed out every time we play this. Someone always ends up crying.
So how do you play?
If you draw the piece of paper that has the X on it,
hey,
you
pause. The guy, go back to the guy.
Which one?
The dude with the long hair.
Guys, I get so stressed out every time we play this. Someone always ends up crying.
So how
that guy? That's a dude from *Halt and Catch Fire*. He's actually a really good actor. Why is he in a movie with Pete Davidson?
Because they needed one good actor.
Oh yeah.
And they probably paid him a fuckload of money.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Go ahead.
Play.
If you draw the piece of paper that has the X on it,
you are the murderer.
Everyone else has to avoid being killed.
What is that?
Xanax, you want one?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Our friend is dead. So if you could just like not escalate the situation, that
I'm not escalating. You're holding the knife and you're moving your hands while you talk.
Sorry. Is this supposed to be a comedy?
I haven't laughed yet.
I think it's supposed to be considered what's called a black comedy.
Tyler Perry's not in it.
A dark comedy.
It's still the same thing.
It's not a Kevin Hart movie.
A horror-based comedy.
It's not an Eddie Murphy movie.
Like a Shaun of the Dead type thing.
Oh, okay.
Like this is the
end. Why did you just say a Shaun of the Dead type thing at the beginning? I wouldn't know right away.
I believe the tagline was this was supposed to be a hilarious whodunit.
Oh, yeah. If I want that, I'll go to an escape room.
So they're trying to be like Clue.
Yeah. Essentially.
It would be so fucking obvious if I were the killer.
David.
More.
You're always gaslighting me.
You fucking trigger me.
You are so toxic. Relax, relax. You're silencing me.
Pause.
Is that all you got, motherfucker?
Pause. Is this movie just trying to be topical by saying what kids say?
Yes.
Oh, God.
They're using delete speak.
So what is this? A Hulu exclusive? What is this?
I don't know
it's
exactly.
It's an A24 film? It's one of those stupid indie A24 bullshit films?
Yes.
I hate that fucking movie company. Every time you see one of those like any...
Aren't they the ones that, like, are just... everything's racist, and men are always, like, rapist ghosts and...
Yeah, yeah.
Plantation like, owner ghosts that are haunting that black
like,
people.
The child with the lamb head one that yes. we played. And like, that's A24. Yeah. So, go... Sorry, go ahead, Frozen.
Just fucking shoot me!
I can't believe you're making this about you!
What are the features that you're bringing?
Well, I just look like I fuck. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I look like I fuck. And that's the vibe I like to put out there.
Yeah.
Here's what I'd like to describe Cuba lips. You ever heard of those?
That man's almost 40, right?
Well, yeah, how old is right Pete Davidson? How old is Pete Davidson?
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess 42.
Sorry.
Yeah. This is a nice table.
28. He's 28 years old?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
He looks like shit for 28.
Yeah. Is he really 28?
1993.
Mm-mm-mm.
He already looks like an old Jewish man.
Go ahead. Fine. That's fine. What's next?
All right. We did say Rick Ross. So Rick Ross is now calling out crypto and the metaverse.
You can't say Rick Ross without going, oh. You got to go, oh.